Here you have people crucifying Imus for a kind of vile statement about black women. But no one really got hurt. It's like, boo-hoo. You know, there's the New York Times featuring the Rutgers basketball team all acting like they're injured by the remark, like they never heard this before in a rap song in their car on the way to work, or they never hear it before. But, of course, Pinchy Sulzberger, the mentally ill publisher of the New York Times, thinks this is a bigger crime than blacks being killed in Darfur by Arab Muslims. So he puts the lacrosse team on. It just shows you that liberalism is a mental disorder. So I made up a mock rap song called Ten Toes, She's a Ho. And I'm doing it because the lyrics basically come from rap songs that I've amalgamated in a certain way to show you what your children are listening to. So play it now, Sam. If she's got 10 toes, she's a hoe, Joe. And I'm going to mow her low. Yeah, 10 toes, hoes, mows low, strip her clothes, because I knows with the blows of the ghettos. If she's got 10 toes, she's a hoe, Joe, and I'm going to mow her low. Yeah, 10 joes and 10 toes, they're hoes. And I mows them lows, I strip her clothes, because I knows from the blows of the ghettos.
Oh, that is so good, man. I tell you the truth, I'm good. I'm better than I think I am.
Oh, Lord, Lord, Lord. Am I not allowed to have fun every once in a while? I'm sure someone out there hates the fact that I just enjoyed myself. They don't see the stigmata in my voice, so they're upset. They're going to... They want me to crucify myself every day on the radio. They don't want me to have a good time.